Page 89. 1. Listen to the story in the student's book again. Write T, true, F, false, or DS. Doesn't say.
Part 1. Lost in Space.
It was 1957. At the US Space Center, scientists were getting two monkeys ready for a journey into space. The scientists chose the two most intelligent monkeys, a male and a female. They called them Leo and Rosie. The scientists put the monkeys into the space capsule and said goodbye. The spaceship took off. In the control room, the scientists could hear the noises that the monkeys made. For 2.5 days, there were no problems. Then, on the third day, they lost contact with the space capsule forever. Leo and Rosie were lost in space.
Part 2. The Planet of the Monkeys.
It was 2757. The excited scientists of CoSpace were sitting in front of the screen of the control room. CoSpace was an international space program. Today was their first ever landing on the planet Pluto. Control, we're 3,000 meters above the planet. We're going down. In their headsets, the scientists heard the voice of Matt Cormack from the spaceship. 200. 100. We have landed. The astronauts opened the door of their space capsule. There were hundreds of people outside. But were they people? No. They were monkeys. The chief of the monkeys spoke into a microphone. Welcome to our planet, he said.
Part 3. A New Beginning.
Cormac asked the chief about the history of his people. We don't know everything, he said, but I can take you somewhere you might find answers. They went to a huge museum. Outside was a golden statue of two monkeys. Cormac knew immediately who they were, Leo and Rosie. A day later, Commander Cormac stood before all the monkeys. We want to say sorry. Many years ago, we did terrible things to animals. Today, animals are our friends, and we share the earth with them. We look forward to a great friendship with you forever.